Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome back to the Garden Show and Home. Ah, I love the Garden Show and Home. Brought to you by SCR Fence, design and installation of gates and fences for your home, farm, or business for service, commitment, and reliability. Visit them at scrfence.com and Flower Power at the Ozone Native Plant Nursery and Resource Center on, oh gosh, on Pitcher Lane. I'm sorry, boy, I just have too much mulch in my brain. On in Red Hook, the ozonehv.com, and Williams Lumber, the name you know and the name you trust. And they are have seven locations to service you, including Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Hudson, High Falls, and Pleasant Valley. Williamslumber.com. Gigi Clausen is here from the Phantom Gardener. They are okay. We've been talking about all the work, and I guess now we should talk about all the fun. You're loaded with plants.
We are loaded. Oh my gosh. Greenhouse is overflowing at this point with vegetables and herbs and all sorts of beautiful things. Hanging baskets galore. I mean, trees and shrubs. And yeah, we're pretty much like running out of table space and room to put everything. So we crammed it everywhere. But it's just all so beautiful and so fun, and everything is just healthy and gorgeous. And we can't wait to, help you get things growing and thriving.
Oh my gosh. My viburnum, I think it's not Carlisii, it's
Is it the Burke Woody Eye?
Burke Woodyi, is getting
Yes.
ready to go.
Yeah.
And I mean, oh my gosh, talk about an amazing fragrance. That is always blooming when I'm sitting outside potting up dahlias. And
Oh.
it is just like to be surrounded by that smell.
Incredible.
Oh,
Yes. Yes.
viburnums are such wonderful plants.
Incredible plants. One of my all-time favorites. There's a gazillion different types. We carry some of the native ones here. They're definitely at least a three-season plant.
Yeah, and they are, there's something that you want, and I'm so happy about that. It's just, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Gorgeous flowers. Some of them are scented so well. Many of them berry in the fall. They also get gorgeous foliage in the fall. They make a wonderful hedge. I have several different types just sort of scattered throughout, my yard. And some of them, like summer snowflake, really blooms throughout the whole summer. There aren't many shrubs that will do that. And then, like Burke Woodyi doesn't necessarily have a long bloom time, but the scent is so intoxicating and gorgeous. It's worth it. You look forward to the, few weeks it's in bloom.
So, since we're talking about scent, we should move along to lilacs because as soon as they start blooming, everyone goes looking for them to buy, and they're already gone.
Oh.
It is time to buy lilacs and get
Oh, yes.
around.
Yeah, I mean, this is lilac time, and we have a gazillion. So they're just about to open, and we have a lot of different ones. I mean, we have the good old common lilac, but then there's some amazing ones, some that they've developed for even, I guess, more scent and colors. And then they've developed the bloomerang, which is one that will throw out flowers all summer. And then I really love the Korean lilacs, like Miss Kim. So that will bloom later on. The flower isn't quite as huge, but the fragrance is incredible.
Yeah.
And it's just a fun way to keep the lilac season, as long as you can.
And
Yeah.
I think fragrance is just one of the, I don't know, to be out gardening and have like it's kind of a thug plant, but I love it, is mock orange.
Oh, yes. I love those. And that smell, it's really cool because I feel like certain plants, based on their smell, they really can make you, travel back maybe to a certain time or maybe your childhood. The lilacs do that for me. Mock orange makes me think of certain places I've been. And I just love how even a scent can evoke that, wonderful memory or just reflection back on a certain time or garden you spent time in. Oh, it's
I'm that way with
wonderful.
bearded iris, you know.
Oh,
I mean, like
yes.
my grandmother is here.
Oh,
That plant
yeah.
is just, oh.
Lily of the Valley does that for me with
Yeah.
my grandmother. Yeah.
You know, something that's coming up soon that'd be great to get in the ground now is calocarpus,
Oh, yes.
which
Yeah.
smells like cantaloupes to me.
Oh, gorgeous. Love it. Yeah.
One of my faves. Yeah,
Yeah,
when
me
I first
too.
started gardening, I actually when I did a study on what things were fragrant, and I made sure I planted these fragrant things, and it's just like, oh, thank you, former self, for
Yes.
because I think we all go through all these different gardening wants. You know, and it's like I'm really glad I started out with my fragrant stuff early on because now they're big.
Oh, that's nice. That makes me think of Sweet Bay Magnolia.
Oh yeah.
Magnolia virginiana, that smell. That's one too. I love all magnolias. How can you not? But unfortunately, we sometimes have these late frosts that will zap like our saucer magnolias and stuff. The Sweet Bay blooms so much later, it's not susceptible to that. And then the fragrance, I feel like I'm in a tropical area. Oh, one of my favorite trees.
Ooh, I don't have one of those.
Okay, well, that might be one you want to add to your fragrant collection.
Yes, because it's later too, you know.
Later, yes, native, not to the Northeast, but native to the United States. So another great attribute.
And you guys have a great selection of natives.
We do. We really do. We try to carry a lot of just straight cultivars. And then there's natives where, there's different levels. I notice that people now, some are, really strict about just wanting the straight cultivar, which is great. And we try to get as many of those in as we can. And then we've got things that, maybe are native to parts of the, North America and that kind of stuff. Not necessarily our little area, but we try to carry a real mix, and we certainly
Yeah.
try to carry as many natives as we can. And I think I still, after all these years, folks come in and are shocked to see how many trees we have. The nursery's a little deceiving, certainly from driving by. You don't realize that we go back so far. And so there are so many amazing, decent sized both shrubs and trees in the back. And we've got a lot of natives and then also, some purely ornamental ones. But yeah, it's always kind of fun to see, and surprising, but to see people be so shocked, like, oh my gosh, I didn't know you had this much. It's always worth coming in any of your, local nurseries. You gotta get in there.
Yeah.
And
Yeah. Don't be too focused on one thing. Wander.
yes.
Wander.
Yep.
That's how
Yep.
we all learn. We just wander. And
Yeah.
it's just, and boy, talk about a great time to plant a tree. You know, it's cool.
Yep.
Soil's
Yep.
real cool. You know, haven't got my hose out yet. I got to do that.
Okay. Yeah. We are watering a ton here already, but that's just the way it is. I mean, this stuff
Yeah.
is above ground, and so we're really diligent about watering and making sure we're not watering too much, making sure some things get, more water, but It's incredible. And we have such a good team here. Everybody really works together, and it's just incredible. All the hard work that goes into this. And yeah, it's
Here
amazing.
we
I work with great
go.
people.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Oh my gosh. So stretch, just stretch. Drink water, do a tick check, and get out, see local nurseries and garden centers. They know what grows and they will help you so much. So Jooch, we're out of time. Thanks so much. Really,
Thank you, Sally.
really grateful. Now I want a sweet bay magnolia. I know
Good.
that. Garden Show and Home brought to you by Four Winds Farm. The seedling sale is May 16th, 17th, and 18th in Gardner, New York. FourWindsFarmNY.com will get you the list. You can see and start thinking. Also supporting us, Ward's Nursery, Garden Center, and Wild Bird Shop, helping gardeners grow in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and at wardsnursery.com. And I Must Garden, an all-natural, pleasantly scented animal repellents available at select independent garden centers. More information at imustgarden.com. Catskill Native Nursery, gardening for a better environment on Samsonville Road in Kerhonkson, and online at catskillnativenursery.com. We're out of here. Don't forget to mulch.